Lord God, on this Sabbath afternoon, we just praise you for this high time together. We feel that your presence has been here with us. We pray that as we move into this time of worship, reflection, testimony, that your Holy Spirit would subdue our hearts, that you would speak to us, and that you encourage us, Father, to as we see what you are doing in the lives of your children throughout the world, as we hasten, we do what we can to hasten your coming. Thank you again for this opportunity, and these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I had the opportunity to go to Philippines in June, a couple months ago, to inaugurate their very first annual Amen conference over there. And some of you saw, most of you probably saw the video we had this morning, and it was, yeah, I didn't think I was going to be in that one. I asked Shane to cut me out, but there I was. So this second video is an additional information slot that we just wanted to share with you. And then immediately after the video, Dr. Elvin Texton is going to be sharing with us a little bit about Amen Philippines, its inception, its progress, and what to expect in the future. Thank you.
You know, an Amen chapter in any part of the world helps the local physicians to actually work together along with the pastors and others, the hospitals that we may have, the institutions that we have, the other health ministries and supporting ministries, to be able to work together in unison, to have a tapestry of work and the pattern of the beehive, where it's not just health ministry, but health ministry plus others in the local conference, in the union, in the division. This is a way of actually being able to reach a larger number of people with the good news of the gospel.
When I was first asked to come and speak at Amen Philippines, I was picturing maybe 40 or 50 people from a local group. I never expected they'd be coming from various islands, from the north, from the south, from Malaysia, from Guam. There's even somebody from Africa. And so this has been amazing. They have over 200 delegates in attendance, many speakers from our Amen conferences back in the United States have been speaking here, as well as some of their own speakers. And it's been a very powerful, exceptionally good start for the first annual Amen's Philippine conference.
I think everything is inspiring to me. From the devotional, to the testimonies, to the breakout sessions, I think all these things, they teach me something to be a more effective doctor. Pray God.
And this conference, it changed my point of view that we are here on this earth. We are just instruments to make a difference to people's lives. We're not just here to heal the sick, but to bring them close to Jesus. And my point of view now is that all of the patients are important. We shouldn't treat them we should treat them equally. And the most important thing that we should do is to bring them to Jesus.
Before, we were more focused on the physical health. So this time around, we hope to incorporate the spiritual and the health together in our practice. So it's really been a blessing to be able to attend the Amen conference.
I believe that we are living the last days, and to keep this message within our own selves is a great mistake. We need to share it, because you know, people are dying because of ignorance. As medical professionals, we should not only be well-versed with our field, I mean in our specialty or how to treat diseases, but more so how to prepare for the coming of the Lord.
In this meeting, the people exuded energy. They're excited about what they're doing. Just the mere fact that more people attended than was anticipated would attend. It's not because they have this great marketing machine, right, that got everybody here. It's that people who were coming were excited, and they told other people, you ought to come to this. So the tone of people here was one of interest, of a desire to work together. I would assume that some of them were curious, right, as to whether this would actually take off. And they put their money where their mouth was, and they came to see, to hear, to experience. And from what I hear already, they don't seem to be disappointed at all.
I would like to say mabuhay from the Philippines, and we are so thankful for the opportunity we had when we attended Amen there, and now we are also having that Amen conference here, and we have been blessed by the people from Amen USA, and we hope that you will also pray for us here, that we will be able to do the medical missionary work, and how you inspire others too, that we will be able to do that also, so that our work here in the Philippines will be united, and we can even be a stronger medical arm.
I want all medical professionals to also join the Amen Convention wherever these are held. They will really help you not only benefit you, but also benefit others who will be under your care.
Happy Sabbath, Amen, brethren. I consider my part this afternoon as a divine appointment. I am grateful to God for this opportunity to share what He has done for the medical community in the Philippines. Can I offer a short prayer? Oh God, my Father, please speak through me and stand beside me as I share to my brethren here what you have done to Amen Philippines. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I feel inadequate for this task, but although I have the script here, but I'm open for the Holy Spirit to impress me what to say. It all started from a burden, a deep burden on how the medical profession is being conducted in our country, whether in our very own Adventist hospitals or individual practices. After finishing our residency training, me and my wife were called to work as staff physicians in one of our Adventist hospitals. We have observed how our sanitariums have evolved from being missionary institutions to becoming businesslike in nature. We do understand that for an institution to be sustainable, it must have profits or return of investments. But we felt that the focus is more on business rather than ministry. We cannot even cater for charity or poor patients, and we lack intentional programs for the poor. Wherever poor patients come to the ER and cannot secure money for down payments, we transfer them to government hospitals or less equipped facility for treatment. Another burden is our spiritual condition as practitioners. Since Philippines for a very long time do not have SDA medical or dental schools, most of us who are practicing now are products of secular or private state universities. We have observed transformation from being active church leaders and members before entering medical school to becoming passive members and even not attending church anymore after medical school, compromising our faith during our residency training and in our practice. There have been attempts to organize our Adventist medical and dental professionals, but to no avail. Doctors were either passive, resistant, or suspicious. Sometime in 2015, a friend introduced to my wife Audioverse. We have not heard about this website before, which provides Bible-based and Christ-centered media globally. We were especially encouraged by sermons from ASI, GYC, and later sermons from Amen conferences. A presentation by Pastor Mark Finley to medical students made an impact on us. I began to search the website, amensda.org, going through the organization's mission, vision, and objectives. We were so excited and blessed to know that an organization like this has been existing already.
It brought joy to our hearts, knowing that God has a people in North America who are passionate about medical missionary work. Reminds us of what God told Elijah. Yet I have left 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. This triggered a series of emails with Rebecca Barnhurst. Praise the Lord for her patience, dedication, and love for ministry. Five of us physicians from the Philippines were able to attend the 2016 Amen right here in Indian Wells, followed by four delegates in the 2017 Amen in Sonesta. Five of us are here today. May I request my friends from the Philippines to stand up? Where are the three? There. Thank you. These are officers and part of the organizing committee of Amen Philippines. We were so inspired and blessed to network with our brethren here in the U.S. We were able to discuss with Dr. Todd Guthrie about our desire of establishing Amen chapter in the Philippines. He gave us his blessing and support, which even inspired us to move ahead. In April of 2017, an Amen chapter was established in Central Philippines. But it was not until May of the same year, during a health summit in Bali, Indonesia, sponsored by our division, that Amen Philippines was established on a national level. It was providential that Dr. Zeno Marcel was the main speaker during the summit. We gathered the few doctors who were present in the summit, around 13 or 14 of us, and scheduled a working lunch since it was not part of the program. It was an informal meeting, and we introduced Amen to them, its mission, vision, and objectives. We answered their queries and solicited their ideas. Later, a decision has to be made whether to organize right away or to go back to our respective areas and form Amen chapters first. Some concerns identified were funding, the SEC registration, etc. We did not realize Dr. Zeno was across our table, eating and attentively listening to our discussions. It was the Holy Spirit who inspired him to stand and speak up. He introduced himself that he is part of the Amen board, and I could not forget what he said. Do not let formalities or red tapes prevent you from organizing the group now. Go ahead. You are on the right track. Immediately, we voted for the Philippine Amen officers and advisors. That meeting in Bali was followed by two big Amen gatherings, one in the South Philippines in September with Dr. Mark Sandoval as the main speaker, and the second one in Manila in November 2017. These regional conferences were the prelude to the National Amen Convention, which happened last June 8 to 10, 2018, the video that was projected. Future plans and goals were identified and put in place. Preparations to the Amen Convention was faith building. Since Philippines is divided into three big islands, it was a challenge for us to convene to gather the officers. So we created a group chat on Messenger where we did our discussions and planning. We had united prayer every 10 o'clock in the morning to post and pray wherever we are, specifically for Amen. Testimonies to the Church, chapter 3, 429, 428, 429 says, our Savior follows His lessons of instruction with a promise that if two or three should be united in asking anything of God, it should be given them. Christ here shows that there must be a union with others, even in our desires for a given object. We have nothing to start with, no money. Donations were received from doctors from our home division, union and conferences, from our hospitals, and from our friends abroad. We were granted 25 CME units by the Professional Regulations Commission, and the hotel agreed to serve vegetarian meals. This is their first time to do it, and they asked us for assistance. The events manager later commented, "Are you that serious with your health? We have catered several Adventist functions already, but this is the first time you requested for full vegetarian meals." Well, we just copied what you're doing here. We were blessed with seven outstanding speakers, six from Amen USA, Dr. Brian and Lindy, Dr. Carlos, Dr. Liz Chang, Dr. John Chang, and Dr. Zeno, who offered their precious time, energy, efforts, and money, and even brought shame to Amen Philippines. We have seen and felt the hand of God working and moving in the hearts of His frail children who are willing to do and continue the work which Christ Himself has started, that of healing, teaching, and preaching. Isn't it a wonderful privilege and an honor, my brethren? Thank you so much for your love, support, and prayers for your brethren in the Philippines. We will do the same for you. Thank you.
You never know what God has in store and what seeds are being planted at any given moment. I want to go home. What about you? That's what I keep saying. I feel like we do all these conferences and things for one reason. And that reason is so that we can find the keys to actually release the Holy Spirit down and add to this and accelerate this process so we can go home. Would you stand with me as we close out this program, and we can also want to point you to a couple additional mission opportunities, one in Chad, where James Appel and his wife are. They're looking for some providers, short-time, long-term, short-term, long-term, any term. Same thing at the Malawi Adventist Health Center. There's an email contact information there. If you can give 6 months, 3 months, 2 years, 10 years, these are locations, centers of influence that are very, that are needing help right now. So if you're a provider, please contact these individuals, as well as, I don't want to forget, our mission outpost in Israel. And, of course, don't forget in prayer and support for Amen Philippines. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you at the end of this presentation. We're happy to see that you are doing things around the world, but we want to see more. We want to be a part of more, of experiencing the Holy Spirit in our lives, of seeing souls come to the foot of the cross, of seeing just the latter rain poured out over all of us, Father. We want to be a part of that work. We want to co-labor with heaven even more than what we've been doing. I ask a blessing over everyone at this conference, Father. Please come soon. Allow us to be that people that see you come in glory. Thank you again for the hope you've put in our hearts. And thank you for allowing us to be part of this plan of salvation. We thank you. We ask a blessing over this food as well. And a special blessing over the missionaries throughout the world who are doing your work so faithfully. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.